President Trump's attorney Michael Cohen has chosen to plead the fifth in order to avoid self-incrimination in a lawsuit brought by Stormy Daniels. Here's NPR's Scott Newman.
Cohen has two big legal concerns. First is the Daniels case. The second is any criminal charges that might stem from an FBI fraud investigation into the matter. Former Assistant U.S. Attorney Ken White says that while the fifth is a basic right, in this case, it's also a smart move.
When they are thinking that this contract was a federal crime, talking about the contract is incredibly reckless. The only sensible thing to do is to shut up and not make it worse.
Although the Stormy Daniels case is civil and not criminal, former federal prosecutor Rinaldo Mariotti says the questions in the two cases are likely to overlap.
So any of the types of questions that Stormy Daniels' attorney would want to ask are likely going to be related to some of the subjects of the criminal investigation.
By pleading the fifth, the civil case is likely to be delayed, giving Cohen and his legal team a chance to see where the FBI is going. But Mariotti says it could ultimately help Stormy Daniels.
Actually, the judge or jury could draw what's called an adverse inference. In other words, they could conclude that the answers to the questions that he's taking the fifth on would hurt him.
And then there are the political ramifications. To many, pleading the fifth implies guilt. Even then-candidate Trump voiced that sentiment during the campaign. After Hillary Clinton's staffers wanted to invoke the right in the email investigation, Trump asked, if they're innocent, why are they pleading the fifth? Scott Newman, NPR News, Washington.